Now we're ready for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Whew, okay. So on someone else's podcast this week, Travis Kelce reflected on his NFL career and clarified that Taylor Swift supports him.
Is Miss Swift, is she encouraging you to continue to play? Because it is a violent sport. And she don't want you hurt.
She's fully encouraging me to enjoy playing this game. And she loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to the games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world to keep chasing these dreams.
Yeah. So, and he emphasized that he shows the same support for her music career. By the way, Kansas City Chiefs heiress Gracie Hunt thinks Taylor Swift has increased the team's fan base by 30% to 40%. Wow. The lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert to benefit those affected by the L.A. wildfires includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Fire. Bruce Willis made a rare public appearance to thank first responders, battling the L.A. wildfires. And Stephen King thinks the Oscars should be canceled. I don't disagree. Director David Lynch died yesterday after battling emphysema. He was 78. And former major leaguer, who actually played on the 64 World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals, and he had 54 years as a Brewers announcer, plus, he was an actor in movies like Major League. Bob Uecker died yesterday. He had lung cancer. He was 90. He was such a funny guy.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
That's such an iconic statement for baseball fans. Back in Action is streaming on Netflix. It's the one that features Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx being pulled back into a dangerous world of espionage.
15 years ago, me and your mom were non-official cover operatives for the CIA.
But we went off the grid to start a family.
Can you beat up all the dads in my school?
I could beat them all up, just not at the same time.
When your enemies find out that you're alive, they're going to come after you and your kids.
Find them.
Yeah, the critics aren't in love with it, but here's the thing. People are going to watch it just because they want to see Jamie Foxx. Dwayne Johnson, you know, The Rock, shared a heartfelt message on the 5-year anniversary of his father's death.
If you still got your dad around, heal that and reconcile that. Because you don't want to be like me and be in a position like me where you know you want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable, and I get it. But take that leap, and I'd rather you be uncomfortable and reconcile it and make whole with your dad while he's here, while you can, than not do it. And then I don't want you to wind up like me where you don't have that chance to reconcile with your dad, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're having to write the eulogy.
It's so hard not to love The Rock. Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson isn't interested in a reunion, even though he jams with Geddy Lee every week. He says he'd rather their legacy with Neil Peart be remembered than become a top Rush tribute band. A complete unknown co-stars Timothy Chalamet and Edward Norton recently responded to some adorable questions from BBC Radio 1's young listeners, including naming the smelliest actors they ever worked with.
But I did work on a Western years ago, and somebody was quote unquote in character the whole time.
Oh.
And it was something. It was quite something on set to, you know, that waft coming in.
Timothy Chalamet always being polite as opposed to Edward Norton.
Let's just say Timothy went full method on Bob Dylan.
There we go. No. Well, yes. Yes, I did.
I stopped short of saying, you smell, dude. All right, something smells in Hollywood. Justin Baldoni is now suing Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million, claiming they orchestrated a smear campaign against him and tried to take control of their movie. It ends with us. Here's the thing. You know what he's saying? Blake Lively didn't read the book. I don't care. You treated her like trash, dude. I don't want to hear anything. I'm done with that dude. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust.